You're listening to Talking with Monk. Yay! Let's go!
Welcome to the Talking with Mark podcast. I am your host, Mark, and to my awesome, amazing, fantastic, wonderful English students. They know me as Mark Sensei. I'd like to say hello to all of them listening right now. I am back and it's been quite some time. Did you miss me? Host, here we go again. Stop. You know how I get. I get shy and all that good stuff. But like I said, thanks for listening. It's been a while. So, a lot of things have happened in the past couple of weeks. Here in Japan, we have had an absolutely insane heat wave that really hit us about 3 weeks ago or so. But the past couple of weeks, speaking for myself, it has gotten a lot better, although today is very humid. It is quite humid, which puts people in a bad mood sometimes. People get very irritated because of the strong humidity. But what can change their mood and make them happy? Could it be money, 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 money? Could money change your mood and make you happy? Because that is the topic of the podcast today. Can money buy happiness? No money, no honey. Can money buy happiness? We'll find out in today's episode. As you may know, and for the first time listeners who do not know, in my podcast, I provide a listening test to test your listening comprehension. The listening test is based on an article that I will read during the podcast. And then near the end of the podcast, I will give you a true or false test to test your listening comprehension skills. So, let's move into the article that I will read today about money and happiness. Here we go.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money.
Dollar. Article time. Here we go. A song from the famous English pop group The Beatles told us that money can't buy us love. Can't buy me love. Yeah. I know that song. Yeah. Many people also believe that money cannot buy happiness. Really? Yes, a lot of people do believe that. In fact, there is an expression that says money is the root of all evil. So for the listeners that don't know, who have not heard that expression, money is the root of all evil, means that evil is connected to money. When something evil happens or is taking place, the cause of it, the root of it, the cause of it is usually because of money. Money is the cause of the evil that takes place, and it causes people to become evil. That's what that means. Money is the root of all evil. However, a new study from Cambridge University suggests that money can buy you happiness. Oh, really? Let's hear what the researchers got to say about that. Researchers conducted a study on the spending habits of customers in a bank. They compared what the bank customers bought with their personality. The research team compared the personalities of 625 people with a list of how they spent their money. The conclusion of the study was that what people buy can lead to happiness, but only if they buy the right things. Okay, let's move on. One of the researchers believes the study may change the way people think about money and happiness. He said it showed that spending can increase our happiness when it is spent on goods and services that fit our personalities. That's true. Like, it's not necessarily just having the paper or the digital numbers in your phone, because, you know, we use, you know, different forms of payment, either PayPay or, well, in Japan, PayPay or Line Pay. But it's not about just having the money. It's what you do with it. And when you're buying things that's connected to, you know, your personality, your hobbies, right? That's what gives you the happiness, the ability and having the access to be able to get the things that are connected to your personality, the things that make you feel good, you know. So it's also having the money is a point as well, because if you have the money, you know you have the opportunity just like that to purchase the things that are connected to your personality. So I agree with that, because when you don't have money, I don't know for those out there, if you've been broke, being broke, or just to let you know, being broke is an idiom that we use, which describes having no money. For example, if you have no money and your friend asks you to go out for some drinks, says, "Hey, Mark, let's go out for some drinks." I would say, "You know what? I can't. I have no money." But the easier, the quicker, and the most common way is to say you're broke. So, yo, Mark, let's go out for some drinks. Yo, man, I'm broke. I can't. Automatically, my friend knows that means I have no money. So, being broke, I'm broke, means I got no money. He's broke, he got no money. She's broke, she doesn't have any money. So, there you go. So, going back to what I was saying before, when you're broke, you do not feel good. I don't know if you've been broke out there, but I've been broke before. Aww. And it does not feel good. You're stressed and you feel restricted. You can't share. You can't go out. You can't. So, when you have money, you can go out. You can enjoy getting things for yourself. And an important point is you can enjoy getting things for people, your friends, your family. You can share. You are more expansive when you have money. When you have no money, you're restricted. I can't go out. I gotta save and I can't go out. And I'm thinking, and if you don't got a job, oh boy, you're thinking about, I gotta find a job. I got no money. So you're not in a good vibe. You're not in a good state. Now, I'm speaking for myself personally, because I've experienced both sides of it. There's been a time when I was broke. I didn't have money. There was a time I went through that where I had money, then I didn't have money. So I know it's very restrictive. But when I got my money and everything's clicking, business is running and I'm good, I can express, expand, buy things for myself. And then I'm not thinking about money. So that means I can become more creative and do other creative things. See, when money's on your mind and you don't got money, that's what you're thinking about a lot. But when everything is good, your mind is more clear. You're not in survival mode. How am I going to survive? How am I going to pay my bills? Nah, you're good. You could think of other things when you have money. So I agree with that, Mr. Researcher or Mrs. Researcher or Miss Researcher. I agree with that. Let's go back to that. Oh, it was he. It was a he. Okay. He said, It showed that spending money increases our happiness when it is spent on goods and services that fit our personalities. Agreed. Well, Mark Sensei agrees. He said, internet companies could use information about people's happiness to recommend the products and services that make people happier. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Another researcher said, spending money could be more important in our lives than we thought. She said, spending money on products that help us express who we are as individuals could turn out to be as important to our well-being as finding the right job, the right neighborhood, or even the right friends and partners. Let me read that again. Spending money on products that help us express who we are as individuals could turn out to be as important to our well-being as finding the right job, the right neighborhood, or even the right friends and partners. That's going a little overboard, I think. But it is important, but I don't know if it's as important as finding the right job and the right partners and right friends and living in the right neighborhood. That's going a little bit too far. But I do agree that it is important, and it's important. Well, I don't know if it's important, but I do agree that it does make us happier. It does. I mean, I've had experiences where I'm not feeling too great, and then I go out and I buy something. Here's an example. I've used this example with other people who I've had this conversation with. I collect cologne. I love cologne. I like smelling great and feeling great and going out. So there's been times before where I didn't feel too good. It was cloudy and the weather was crap. Crap means not good, just for those who don't know, right? The weather's crap. And I've gone out and I went shopping and I said, you know what? Oh, I see this cologne over here. I've always wanted to get this cologne. And I go in the store and I, you know, do a little tester, spray, and smells good. And I buy it and I'm feeling good, because then I'm excited to, I want to use a cologne and I want to go out later on, you know, smelling great with this new cologne that I bought. And it changes my mood. It changes my mood and I feel great. There's many other situations like that. Now, on the other hand, if shopping is the only way and one of the only things that makes you happy, that makes you feel good, there's people like that, then that's a problem. You know, where people spend. It's like an addiction, because every time they buy something, it gives them a rush. Oh, I'm feeling good, because they want to buy. And that feeling of happiness does not last for a long time. They buy the product or whatever they buy, and then after they buy it, I don't know how long, not too long, then that excitement goes away. Then they feel the need to buy something again and again and again and again and again and again. Stop. That's a problem. Right? But that's not what we're necessarily talking about here. We're talking about healthy spending habits and knowing that, you know, when you have the money, you can buy things. And those things boost your mood, you know what I mean? And you do that every once in a while, but you have other things in your life that are not necessarily connected to shopping that make you happy, right? So there's a large amount of different various things that make you happy. Not only money, 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 and shopping. Right? Y'all follow me? All right.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, money,
money, money. Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. I think also, when people buy things that they think is going to improve themselves, for example, a form of self-improvement, like people buy new clothes, as I said, with me and my cologne buying habits, those are things that you feel are going to help improve yourself in some way. In terms of the clothes, it's going to make you seem more attractive or more cool or more beautiful. And that's another thing that I think brings people happiness. And I think that's positive. Whereas you're buying things to improve yourself in some way or another. So you're buying items for example, you know, if you have a business, you need to buy a new iPad or a new laptop, right? It's going to, you're buying these items to help improve your business. So I think self-improvement is connected to people's happiness, being better, being a better version than yourself, being better than you used to be, or your business being better than what it was, or your artwork being, your art skills being better than before, because you're tapping into, let's say, for example, you're doing digital art and you need a new tablet to, you know, to make your creations even better, right? So those are all, so when we are buying these things, this is just what I think, right? It's what I think. It's you're getting these things to help bring forth some type of improvement to a certain area of your life, which will make you feel more happy, right? Yeah, so that's my two cents that I like to add in there as to why I think that money can bring forth happiness if we're spending it on things that are going to bring some form of improvement in our lives. There you go. It's time for the listening comprehension portion of the podcast. I will now read the article again, so listen carefully. A song from the famous English pop group The Beatles told us that money can't buy us love. Many people also believe that money cannot buy happiness. In fact, there is an expression that says money is the root of all evil. However, a new study from Cambridge University suggests that money can buy you happiness. Researchers conducted a study on the spending habits of customers in a bank. They compared what the bank customers bought with their personality. The research team compared the personalities of 625 people with a list of how they spent their money. The conclusion of the study was that what people buy can lead to happiness, but only if they buy the right things. One of the researchers believes the study may change the way people think about money and happiness. He said it showed that spending can increase our happiness when it is spent on goods and services that fit our personalities. He said internet companies could use information about people's happiness to recommend products and services that make people happier. Another researcher said spending money could be more important in our lives than we thought. She said spending money on products that help us express who we are as individuals could turn out to be as important to our well-being as finding the right job, the right neighborhood, or even the right friends and partners. True or false time, true or false time. I will read each of the statements twice. Number one, this news is about a song sung by the group The Beatles. This news is about a song sung by the group The Beatles. True or false? Number two, a study into happiness and money was done by Cambridge University. A study into happiness and money was done by Cambridge University. True or false? Number three, researchers said money made 625 people unhappy. Researchers said money made 625 people unhappy. True or false? Number four, researchers said buying the right things can make people happy. Researchers said buying the right things can make people happy. True or false? Number five, a researcher said the study would not change our ideas about money. A researcher said the study would not change our ideas about money. True or false? Number six. The researcher said the study would help internet companies. The researcher said the study would help internet companies. True or false? Number seven. A researcher said spending money was not very important. A researcher said spending money was not very important. True or false? Number eight. A researcher said spending money was as important as finding a job. A researcher said spending money was as important as finding a job. True or false? All right. Good luck.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
This brings us to the end of this episode of Can Money Buy Happiness? What do you think? What do you think? Thank you for listening. And to the listeners who participated in the listening comprehension test, thank you very much. And I'd like to thank all the listeners who have participated in the other listening comprehension tests and who have sent me their answers. I enjoy receiving them. And you can send them to me via my email address, which is in the description. And for the students who have my line information, you can send me your answers via line. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be back more sooner than later. No matter how busy I get, I'll be back sooner than later. So, if you're listening to this, have a beautiful morning. Have a beautiful afternoon. Have a beautiful evening. Have a beautiful night. Thank you very much. And I'll be back. Take care. Mark Sensei signing off. Peace.